Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Saturday, April 2nd, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Christians in Sri Lanka are concerned about a cabinet decision that could bring a tough anti-conversion bill into law in that predominantly Buddhist nation. Back to the Bible, Sri Lanka director James Kanaganayagam says if it's approved, it could affect their humanitarian aid programs. It would also affect evangelism and their outreach to tsunami refugees. A similar bill was struck down last year. And the Traveling Ten Commandments exhibit has sparked debate about the so-called separation of church and state in the United States. Those questions bring up the issue of whether or not this year's Bible reading marathons will face discrimination. But Bible Pathways' Barbara Bivens says it's an issue of freedom of religious expression. This year's marathons coincide with Cinco de Mayo, so they're trying to reach out to the Hispanic people with a message that this is their opportunity to celebrate freedom. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Mission Network News offers MP3 versions of our 4.5, 2, and 1 minute radio broadcasts at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.